WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely crucial in this crazy whirlwind of life. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying yes to everything and everyone, leaving yourself feeling drained and overwhelmed. You're not alone. In a world that often pushes us to overcommit and people-please, setting clear boundaries can be the difference between thriving and just surviving. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your emotional fences protecting your time, energy, and well-being. They let others know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And guess what? It's not selfish to set them. In fact, it's essential for self-respect, healthy relationships, and overall happiness. So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong, resilient boundaries and reclaim your power. First things first. Recognize the importance of saying no. It's okay to decline requests, even if it feels awkward at first. Remember, you don't have to justify yourself or explain every decision. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit right now is often enough. It might feel a little counterintuitive, but saying no more often can actually free up space for the things that truly matter to you. Next up, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush or rely on subtle hints. Be upfront about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. This could involve setting limits on work hours, social engagements, or even personal conversations. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations from the get-go. Now, let's talk about consistency. Once you've established your boundaries, stick to them. It might take some time for others to adjust, but stay firm and unwavering. Think of it like training a puppy. Consistency is key. The more you enforce your boundaries, the clearer they become for both you and the people around you. Feeling guilty when you set boundaries? Don't. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Guilt trips are often manipulative tactics used to make you feel bad about prioritizing your own needs. Don't fall for them. You deserve respect and consideration just as much as anyone else. Lastly, remember that boundaries aren't static, they evolve with you. As you grow and change, your needs and priorities will shift too. Regularly reflect on your boundaries and make adjustments as necessary. Life is a journey, and your boundaries should adapt along the way. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people vying for your attention. Suddenly, someone starts grilling you about your personal life, ignoring your polite attempts to steer the conversation back to work. It's making you uncomfortable. What do you do? This is where those healthy boundaries come in. You could politely excuse yourself from the conversation, saying something like, "It's been great chatting, but I need to catch up with someone else." Or you could firmly state your boundary by saying, "I'm happy to talk about work, but I prefer to keep my personal life private." Remember, it's okay to prioritize your comfort and set limits on what you share. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that saying no is a superpower, not a weakness. Second, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Third, be consistent in enforcing them. Fourth, don't let guilt trip you into compromising your needs. And lastly, know that your boundaries are fluid and should evolve with you. Remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or isolating yourself. It's about creating a life where you feel empowered, respected, and truly fulfilled. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your life transform. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful tips. Until next time, keep that stoic armor shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.